Masechet Makis Perek Aleph Mishnah Chet Mas Mayim Dinsa Echad Mehem Karov O Pasul Eidus from the Tehillim Afslosa Nimsa Echad Mehem Karov O Pasul Eidus from the Tehillim. We saw in the previous mission that the pasuk said Afishnayim Eidim or Afishlosa Eidim Yumasam Eidim, that the Torah is coming to compare three Eidim to two Eidim. Now the Mishnah continues on this scene to tell you how there is a similarity between three Edom and two Edom, just like by two Edom. If one of the Edom turned out to be a relative to the Baal Din, or possible Edom, their Edus is possible, since there is only one Ed left. So too, if there are three Edom that are being made on a certain Maisa, and one of the three turns out to be a relative or possible to Edus, the Edus is possible. Even though there are two kosher Edom left, even so, their Edus is possible. Minayin afilu mea. How do we know that even if there's a group of 100 Edom that is made on a Maisa, and one of the 100 turn out to be a Karov Pasul, that the whole Edom is Basul? We learned this out from the fact that the Pasuk says Edom, that the Torah calls three Edom Edom just like it calls two Edom Edom, to tell you that no matter what the size of the group of Edom is, they have the same din as if they were two Edom, and just like if there were two Edom, if one of them is a Karov Pasul, the Edus is Basul, so too, if there's a group of 100 Edom, and one of them turn out to be a Karov or a Pasul, the Edus is Basul. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Bamedvarim Amurim Bedinei Nefashim, Avo Bedinei Mamanis Tiskayim HaEdus Bishar. Rabbi Yosef said, when do we say that if there's a large group of Edom, and one of them turn out to be a Karov Pasul, that the whole Edus is Basul? That's only by capital punishment. But by a monetary dispute, and there is a large group of Edom, and one of them turned out to be a Karov or Pasul, the Edus would be valid with the rest of them that are kosher. We would not block out the whole group of Edom just because one of them is Pasul. Rabbi Omer, Echad Dine Mamanis, the Echad Dine Nefashis. Rabbi says, this din applies both by Dine Mamanis and by Dine Nefashis. If one of them turned out to be a Karov or Pasul, the Edus is Pasul. He argues with Rabbi Yosei, the Amosai Bisman Shehitzrum Behen. But when do we say by Dine Nefashim that if one of them turned out to be a Karov or Pasul, that the Edus is Pasul? That's only if the Karov or Pasul gave Hasra, warned the person who was doing the Avera at the time he did the Avera. So therefore we see that he intended to be made on this Maisa, and that's why he gave the Hasra. And since he intended to be an aid, if he turns out to be a Karov or Pasul, that annuls the whole group of Edom. Avo bizman shelo hisru behem. But if the Karov or Pasul did not give Hasra to the person who did the Avera at the time, so therefore we see he did not intend to be an aid, so therefore the fact that he's a Karov or Pasul would not block out the whole group of Edom. Mayasu sneachem shero ba'echad shaharaget anefes. What can two brothers do who saw together somebody kill somebody else? Just because there were two krovim there at the time, that should not cancel out all of the kosher Edom. So therefore, if the person who is a Karov or Pasul intended to be an aid at the time he saw the Edus, then the fact that he is a Karov or Pasul would cancel out the whole group of Edom. But if he did not intend to be an aid, and he did not give Hasra, so then the fact that he is a Karov or Pasul would not cancel out the rest of the Edom that are kosher Edom, according to Rebbe. Sachas Makis Paragalos Mishnah Tes. Hayu Shnayim Roenoso Mechalonze. Ushnayim Roenoso Mechalonze. Be'echad Masrabo Be'emso. If two Edom can see a Maisa Avera being done from a window on one side of the street, and there are two other Edom that are witnessing the same Maisa from a window on the opposite side of the street, and there is also somebody in the middle who is giving Asra to the person who is doing the Avera, he is warning him that if he does this Avera, he will be punished from Beis Din. Bizman Shemiksasan Rowan Elu et Elu Hare Elu Edus Achas. If part of the Edom on the two sides of the street can see each other, they are considered one Edus. Or even if the Edom on the opposite side of the street cannot see each other, but they could see the person who is giving the Hasra, and the person who is giving the Hasra can see the Edom on the two sides of the street, then again, they would be considered one big group of Edom. And if one of these Edom turned out to be a Karov or Pasul, the whole Edus would be Pasul, like we saw the previous Mishnah. Vimlav, if the Edom cannot see each other, and they also cannot see the person who is giving Hasra, Hari Elu Shtei Edus they are considered two separate sets of Edom, Lefichach, and Nimses Achat Mehem Zomemet. So therefore, in a case where the two sets of Edom are two separate sets, if one of the two sets of Edom become Edom Zomemet, two other Edom come to Bezin and claim that one set could not have seen this Edom as they were not there at the time they claimed to have seen the Edom, who behein Nerugin Bahashnia Peturim. In this case, the murderer would be killed by Beis Din, and even though one set of Edom became Edom Zomim, there is still the second set of Edom that are not Edom Zomim, and they claim that they saw him kill the other person. So therefore, the murderer would be killed along with the two Edom that became Edom Zomim. They would also be killed, as the Pasuk says, Kasher Zomam Lasus La'achiv, we should do to the Edom what he tried to do to his brother, and he tried to have this person put to death. So therefore, they are put to death. While the second group of Edom that did not become Edom Zomim, they are putter, they are not put to death, even in a case where eventually they also become Edom Zomim, which is that after Beis Din puts to death the murderer, two Edom come to Beis Din and say that the second set of Edom also were not there at the time they claimed they saw the Maisa, even so they would not be killed, and since the murderer was already put to death by Beis Din, the Edom Zomim no longer are killed. As we learn this out from the Pasuk says, Kasher Zomam Lasos La'achiv, we do to the Edom what they planned on doing to the brother, Velo Kasher Asa, but not in the case where the plan was Yote Lepal, and the person they tried to have killed was already put to death by Beis Din. In such a case, the Edom Zomim are no longer killed, since the Baal Din was already put to death. Rabbi Yose Omer, Le'olam ein naragim ad sheyehu pi shnei edav matrim bo shenemar al pi shnayim edav. Rabbi Yossi says, Beis Din never puts somebody to death unless the two edim that are testifying in Beis Din, both of them, gave hasra to the person who did the avera at the time he did the avera. And Rabbi Yossi learns this out from the pasuk, as the pasuk says, al pi shnayim edim, and we learn out from there that everything has to be done by both Edom. Just like both Edom need to testify in Beis Din, so too both Edom would have to give the person Asra B'Shas Maisa in order for the person to be put to death by Beis Din. Dover Acher Al Pishnayim Edom. We learn out a different din from the pasuk which says Al Pishnayim Edom. Shelo Tehei Sanhedrin Shomaz Mepi Hatorgma. Sanhedrin should not listen to the Edom with a translator. The Sanhedrin should be able to understand the language of the Edom. They should not hear the Edom through a translator. The reason being, as oftentimes something is lost in the translation, and also it's much more difficult for Sanhedrin to interrogate the Edom through a translator, so therefore we would have to find a Sanhedrin that understands the language of the Edom. And this we learn out from the pasuk which says, Al pi shnayim Edom, they should hear the Edom straight, directly, from the mouth of the two Edom.